Now more of the Falcons Flyover.
A complete recap of today's game.
With Thomas Mott, our Falcons play here.
The Falcons Flyover is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Falcons Flyover live for another 30 minutes here as you'll have the NFL Sunday coming up on the Westwood One Radio Network to give you guys more highlights and more updates followed by Sunday Night Football. So stay tuned for that. We're going to go back out to the phone lines here because that's the whole point of this show, is to get your guys' reaction to the Falcons losing 23-22. We'll give you updates on the late games a little bit later on, but they're all blowouts, so there's not really anything special happening right now in terms of those. Let me ask this question, and this will be the question I ask people whenever they, whoever's next in line for the phone call. Where does the blame go today? Because I always like to preview the headlines for tomorrow. Everyone's going to talk about one of three things. They're going to talk about the refs, because the refs had some pretty bad calls. They're going to talk about the field goal that wasn't a field goal that turned out to be a 4th and 5 going for it. And they'll talk about the Todd Gurley kneeing it versus, you know, kicking a field goal versus scoring. Those will be your three main discussions tomorrow. And so I'll ask you, whoever's up first or next on the phone line, where does the blame go for this loss today? Dylan, who's first? Let's go.
All right, we got Steve calling in from Logansville.
Steve, you're up. Where does the blame go for today's loss? Where would you put it?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I got it right a couple weeks ago about Raheem Morris, but I will say this. I am very concerned about, as a senior, Mr. Blank coming down on the field without a mask. And I think he needs to go back up to the booth and sit with Jerry Jones and Mr. Kraft and be more hands-off and let his coaching staff run the team. Now, I will say this. There will be a shakeup in the Falcons organization, and it's well-deserved. But regardless, Mr. Blank needs to be an owner and not a coach.
Okay, hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call there. I'm gonna disagree and first off say that I've never seen Mr. Blank on the sideline without a mask, and they showed him on the sideline this week, or this afternoon, and he had a mask on. I don't think he's coaching either. I don't think Arthur Blank is even close to the same category of hands-on owner as Jerry Jones is. I'm gonna disagree with that entire phone call. I appreciate the phone call. And I agree, a mask up, be safe, but I'm pretty sure when they showed Mr. Blank at the sideline, he had the mask on, and I think you got to be on the sideline with a mask anyway. So I disagree with that in terms of did not have a mask on. He did have a mask on, and two, I don't think Mr. Blank has been a very hands-on coaching owner. It's one of the reasons why he kept the coach this year, because people are blaming him because he's too hands-off. Let's go to the next phone caller here. Where does the blame go for this loss today? Dylan, who's up?
We got Scott in Duluth.
Scott, what's up, man?
Hey there, how you doing?
Doing well, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm an old guy. I'm 60 years old. I used to love football when it was 17-13,
yeah,
or 7-6. What the NFL has done with the defense is just ridiculous. It's, why have a defense anymore? I think the quarterback should just be two-hand touch now. I mean, the hit on Stafford, there was nothing dirty about it. There wasn't anything wrong with that hit on Stafford.
At all, I agree.
At all. It was a perfect football maneuver, even for today's standards. And they fly them. So put the quarterbacks in bubble wrap, whatever. Just, you know, that's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. So I've just had it with the NFL as far as rules making, you know, defense almost impossible to play, even if you're good, you know.
Yeah. No, I
but
agree.
Our defense, I'm sorry, our defense is just awful.
Yeah.
Our defensive line can't control anything. They don't have a pass rush. They don't control the run. Zone coverage, my God, what kind of zone are you talking about? You could drive trucks through those zones, you know?
I agree. Hey,
the
listen.
The last play, I would have dropped everybody but three guys on the line of scrimmage into the end zone. You can only have five receivers out in the field. That gets eight people to cover five guys.
Yeah.
In a small space. There was no way you could fit a football in there.
Yeah. Unless
you know, I just don't.
No, sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, no.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you make a good point because Hockenson was wide open or there at the very end, and they tried to get pressure but weren't unable to, and Stafford made a good move to his left and a good throw. This kind of goes back to that one caller saying, you know, why aren't we blitzing more in that final drive? Well, You know, some people want to prevent defense, some people want to blitz. It's back and forth, right? Apples, oranges, whatever you want to go ahead and do there. I will agree with the caller on this side of it because I honestly like scoring, but I'm also very, very young. And so maybe it's the young Big 12, you know, college kid in me that is a big fan of scoring in the NFL. The NFL has gotten very soft. Now, they do it for safety, and a lot of the times it makes sense. If you saw Andy Dalton get basically decapitated by a Washington football team member today, you understand why they tried to protect quarterbacks. But I don't see how you throw a flag on A.J. Terrell on third down and goal, which, let's be honest, you want to talk about a play that changed the game, that's a field goal versus 7 points. I mean, early on, when they threw a flag for roughing the passer when Terrell sacked Matt Stafford. Not a late hit. Didn't blow to the head. Sacked him. It's just a hard hit on Matt Stafford. By the way, Devin Bush, or whatever linebacker it is for the Bucs, just obliterated Derek Carr, and they did not throw a flag. So let's just say that. I have no idea what that call was. I think that they will need to, I mean, they're not going to review it, and they can't change it, and they're not going to fine Terrell for it, so there's really nothing they can do about it. But there's got to be a rule, or there's got to be some sort of written word that says if you hit a quarterback and he keeps the football and still has it, it doesn't matter what he has because he's technically a runner at that point, right? Like, that was a bad call. That was, you want to talk about a play that changed the game. A girly kneeling, going for it on 4th and 5, all this stuff that people want to point to. That was bogus, and it gave them 1st and goal at the 1, and then DeAndre Swift punched it in for the first score of the day. So I agree with the caller on that one. Next caller is who, Dylan?
Carl from Winder.
Carl, what's up, man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
You know, 1-6 is how I'm doing right now, so not that great. What about you?
Hey, man, I'm right there with you. Yep. Thanks for taking my call. 3 points, and I'm going to get out of here.
Yep.
First point is this. This is an unhealthy relationship for me. Let's just be honest, man. You get your hopes up. You get to the Super Bowl, and so I've been in this relationship now for years. It's unhealthy. It's not good. I'm going through something now with this relationship that I'm in with the Falcons. Second point. You know, I really want to say that if you take a look, another close look at that catch Detroit had, he did not possess the ball. Now, I could be wrong. I am not a replay expert. But when I looked at the replay and I looked at it again, he did not catch that ball. But, again, I could be wrong. You take a look for yourself. The third thing I wanted to say is actually answer your question, which is who's to blame. Listen, man, I'm not blaming Arthur Blank. I'm not even going to go as far as to blame Raheem Morris. I will blame Thomas Dimitroff, even though he's no longer here. We're still cooking with the groceries that he purchased. And so I'm going to blame Thomas Dimitroff, and I'm going to blame the players because Raheem can dial up a play, but the players have to execute. And for a lot of the plays that I'm seeing in the fourth quarter, when my heart is being ripped from my chest after giving 3 hours of my day and my time to this, it's like the players aren't thinking. I don't know if they can't think or won't think. I don't know if they got money on the game in Vegas or what, but you can't tell me that the players, the professional players, are out there doing some of the things that I see these guys doing. I'm sorry, that doesn't work. And if I had to share that blame with Thomas and the players, I also got to say Dirk Cutter. I don't know what he's calling, man. I don't know what he's calling. Thank you for taking my call. I'm done.
I appreciate the phone call there. I agree. I mean, Cutter, this goes back to last year. If they needed to make a coaching change last year, because there was a legit argument that Dan Quinn had earned the right to be the head coach again. People don't want to hear that, but he did win games, right? I think there could have at least been an offensive coordinator change because Cutter has looked really rough. Now, there's no point in firing him now. You're 1-6, so just ride it out, right? I mean, changing that would be just too much to do in the middle of the offseason. But I think it's safe to say that Cutter will obviously be gone by the start of 2021. And I think we talked about Mr. Arthur Blank earlier that there could be a lot of other surprisingly big changes in the offseason. This is the trade deadline week. The odds of there being big trades, Julio, Matt Ryan, is basically nothing. You maybe some smaller trades. But I think offseason 2021 could be some like, you know, buckle in big time changes coming to the Atlanta Falcons. It would not surprise me. With that being said, though, let's go out to the phone lines again and bring in our next caller here. Dylan, who's up?
We got Bishop from College Park.
Bishop, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, go for it.
Yeah, I like to put the blame on the front office, Arthur Blank. You know, we always preach we're a fast and physical football team, but we don't have a fast and physical front office that makes the power moves that this team needs. And with that being said, my next goal is, you know, I understand defense always letting up these leads, letting teams get back in it. But we paying the quarterback $100 million for what? Ask yourself that. Why are we paying Matt $100 million if he can't secure no win? And we're paying him $100 million, which means we can't pay nobody on defense. So that's why we don't have a defense. That's all I got to say, man.
I appreciate the phone call. It seems like you need some big changes on defense. And I don't know if that's just adding another pass rusher, although, listen, I'll call myself out when I was wrong. I was one of the ones on this station, much like a lot of people, but a lot of us said that Dante Fowler, the addition, was going to be a big addition and a thing that made a big improvement and change. And I thought that that would be the case. And after week one, Fowler had like two sacks. He looked good. And Fowler's been pretty much non-existent. Now, Tack's been out, so maybe, you know, you get Tack back in there and healthy, so Tack, Grady, Fowler makes a difference. But I think it's clear that they need another pass rusher, and they need another guy in there. I think the secondary is going to be good. It's incredibly young. I mean, it is. Terrell is still a rookie, right? And Isaiah Oliver is obviously young, and then Sheffield is a fourth-round draft pick, young. So I think the secondary has a lot brighter of a future than the front four. So maybe in the draft, if you're, you know, sitting there at number eight, you get the best defensive end. Like, imagine getting Chase Young. The equivalent of Chase Young in this year's draft, I think, could change the Falcons' front four around big time. So I agree. The pass rush has been not where I at least predicted it to be, and I'll call myself out on that. One more call, and then we'll go to break, and then we'll take more calls on the other side. Who's our last caller of this segment, Dylan?
Last caller of this segment is going to be Anthony from Duluth.
Anthony in Duluth, you're up. What's up?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yes, Anthony.
Oh, you got... Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, we faded out there. Listen, I know who to blame. You remember Slep Rock from the Flintstones?
Yes.
And let me explain my theory, man. This is some strange stuff.
I was waiting for... We lost him. Okay, well, call...
We're only seven... Oh.
Wow, it's in and Hello? Out. Hey, okay, I think I have you again. You got to repeat right. Whatever you said. Go for it.
Okay, what I was going to say about the Slep Rock theory,
yes,
from Flintstone. All right, with seven games in.
No, he's like driving in and out of a tunnel.
Like they didn't understand the rules on a onside kick.
Yeah.
The Chicago loss. Nick Foles comes in cold, looks like the Nick Foles of the Super Bowl had beat the Patriots,
yeah,
when the Falcons clearly had the game won. And then today, and we still got nine more games. This is some strange stuff we're seeing. Teams don't lose like this with this many games played.
Yeah.
You could go through a whole 60.
Oh, back in the tunnel. Back in the tunnel.
It's just Slep Rock, man. It's a losing culture. I mean, maybe it's all good. They get the kid from Clemson, you know, and then he comes in on that rookie deal, phase Matt Ryan out with that big contract. Maybe it's all good.
Yeah.
A win-win.
Who knows? Listen, I appreciate the phone call. I wish I could have heard about the Slep Flintstone theory there. I got part of it, but it was like we're in and out of a tunnel there on like a flip phone, so I don't know what was going on there, but I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, no, listen, nine more games of this, guys. Nine more games, and guess what? You still have to play the Bucks twice and the Chiefs, and let me just check my notes here. The Chiefs have scored 43 points today, and the Bucks have scored 45, so... Yeah, it's going to be a fun final 3 weeks of the year. Those Falcon flyovers are going to be a blast. I can't wait for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're off at 7:30, and I need to give you guys score updates at like 7:25. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do the Falcon flyover lightning round, where you come on, you get 30 seconds, you say your piece, and it's on to the next caller. So if you're in line and you've talked to Dylan and you're queued up, sit tight. We'll get to our final phone calls and wrap things up next as the flyover rolls on a sports radio, 92.9 The Game. And 92inthegame.com.
Win on three, 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Taking a look back at today's game with Falcons Flyover with Thomas Mott.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, final segment here. 6 minutes to go until we hand it off to NFL Sunday, meaning we need to jump into the lightning round, which is our final round of callers here in the Falcons Flyover. Four callers are left. They each have 30 seconds. Let me say that again. You have 30 seconds to make your point, then we move on to the next caller because we're going to run out of time. So without further ado, first caller, don't even need to know his name. Just put him on. Hello? You're up first. 30 seconds. Make your point. Oh, wow. There you go.
Hello?
Oh, I got you. Yes. Okay. I hear you. Go for it.
Yeah. Check this out. I've been around Atlanta for 50 years. I've watched this team do this over and over, and every time they go to a prevent defense and get smoked. You had your foot on their neck. You played a decent defensive game today. You let up. Stop it. Put your foot on the neck. Be done with the game. That's all I got to say.
There you go. I appreciate the phone call there. Prevent defense, definitely top of the concerns in terms of a lot of people on this phone line today. Philip is up next. Lightning round, 30 seconds. Philip, go ahead.
Hey, you know what? I don't have a lot of confidence in Arthur Blank moving forward, picking the right general manager or coach, because Jim Mora, Bobby Petrino, Mike Smith, Dan Quinn, of course, the success in the Seattle was very attractive. But until they get it right, and it starts with him, everything starts at the top. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't have a lot of confidence in who he will pick to lead this team from the general manager to the head coach on down. But anything is possible, man. I just got to hang in there. I'm from Atlanta, and, you know, that's all I got to say.
Anything is possible. I agree, and we better hope he picks the right head coach. Up next is Jermaine. Jermaine, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, so I can blame this loss for three reasons. The ref scoring 14 points, and our defense can't get off the field on third and long, because those two bad calls from the referee with the penalty on hitting the quarterback in the helmet, those two are game breakers. That's 14 points you gave Detroit.
I agree. The unnecessary or the roughneck passer was absolutely ridiculous. Buffalo Boy, to wrap it up, our final caller, Buffalo Boy, go for it.
Thank you, Mr. Blank, for doing your best. Atlanta is a losing culture. The Braves, the Hawks, the Falcons, even the Atlanta Flames had to go up north into Canada to get a Stanley Cup. Trade Julio Jones, get a second and a fourth, and get rid of Matt Ryan. That $160 million contract is top heavy. The guy from Ohio State, Justin Fields, or Trevor Lawrence. I'm salivating just thinking about both of them. Have a good day.
There you go. Well, I mean, wow, a way to end on a really sad note, really depressed, yeah.
Real quick, he called the Atlanta Thrashers the Atlanta Flames.
Come on,
Buffalo Boy.
Hey, well, he's just depressing to end the show. Now I'm upset, right? Because, yes, the Braves lost and the Hawks are bad right now. And
right. Such a depressing note. Yeah. Goodness.
Well, I guess when you're 1-6 and then you just, you know, lose, you know, three potential closeout games, you could have had a chance to go to the World Series. Nonetheless, we're trying to be positive here. All right, we got a minute and a half. Quick updates here on the late games before we get out. Your first late game is the benching of Cam Newton. We'll see if Jared Stidham will be the quarterback going ahead as the Patriots. Four interceptions for Cam Newton. They get blown out by the Niners 33-6. How about four touchdowns for the former Patriot Tom Brady? They roll the Raiders in Vegas. They're 5-2. To the tune of 45-20. Packers roll the Texans 35-20 earlier. Washington sends Dallas to their fifth loss of the year, 25-3. Buffalo barely over the 0-7 now Jets, 18-10. Carolina missed a 65-yard field goal to tie, and it just missed against the Saints. Matt Rhule goes to 3-4. They'll obviously play the Falcons on Thursday, 27-24 against the Saints. Steelers were blowing out the Titans, and then back came Derrick Henry, but it was two Big Ben touchdowns that made the difference there. Titans miss a field goal as time expires. Steelers win 27-24. The Browns and Baker, how about five touchdowns for Baker Mayfield? 400 yards from Joe Burrow, a great duo, but the Browns win it 37-34. And then right now, your final live game is the Chargers milking clock. They're going to win this one. Looks like 39-29. Also, Patrick Mahomes, they rolled Denver in the snow 43-16. There's your update on the scores. You'll get more in-depth highlights coming up here in about 40 seconds on the NFL Sunday, followed by the Westwood One coverage of Seahawks and Cardinals now, the Flex Sunday night game, so stay tuned for that. For Dylan Matthews, I'm Thomas Mott. We get to sign off from another show here. Falcons fall 23-22. They're 1-6. Will it get better anytime soon? I don't know, but all I do know is that I'll be back at the same time on next Sunday and also next Thursday morning, or this Thursday morning. We're always on after the Falcons, so stay tuned for the latest Falcons flyover shows. Dylan, always appreciate you. We'll have a good rest of your evening. Thomas Mott, signing off. See you guys.